kings and queens of the future. In today's episode, the amazing Maya Ford and Omari Willery will be interviewing Mr. Michael Stewart of 106 Live Radio. Take it away, Maya and Omari.
Hi, Mr. Stewart. If you have a passion for music, how did you get into that passion?
If I have a passion for music, how do you get into that passion? I feel like if it's a passion, it's not anything that you have to get into. It's just something that's to you without any type of effort. So that's your passion. When you have a passion for something, it comes easily.
Okay, so we had a little discussion earlier so you could get to know us and get to know you. Being our age, 12 and 13 and 11, was this ever your true vision or did you have a vision for something else?
No, this was not my true vision at all. My true vision was to become a physical therapist. And because my mom's a nurse, my sister's a nurse, so the medical field was more so of the thing to do in my household. This talk radio, radio, anything dealing with radio or radio personality, TV personality, all came within the last year and a half.
You vaguely explained what drew you to come to this radio station, but if you had any other options, would you still have came here?
Yes, I still would have. I had a couple options to go take my show to Rolling Out, which is a big platform, and they have, you know, a huge following. But here at 106 Live Radio, it's a family-oriented radio station, and then it also allows me to do a lot with my platform.
Since you are in the public, you're live, so you're around. I see you have Tupac and Beyonce and Jay-Z on your walls. Do you have anybody that really inspired you to put yourself out there?
Actually, they're not on the wall, but Willie Moore Jr. inspired me to really do talk radio. He does talk radio. He has his own show, and I followed him for a while now, read his book, and... you know, he inspired me to really get on the airwaves and do this myself.
So, I know Willie Moore Jr., he's a proud Christian, and he discusses that in his radio show. Are you in church, and is that what drew you to his platform?
Yes. I grew towards him because of his Christian-based and because of his platform that, you know, you can be Christian and still be cool too, you know, and we're not the holier than thou, you know, type of people to where, you know, we walk a straight path. You know, we are human. We tend to go left. We tend to go right. We mess up sometimes, but at the end of the day, we serve a forgiving God. So, you know, he's always going to have our back in any means necessary. And, you know, Willie Moore Jr. says that publicly. And from there, you know, that's one thing that I mesh with, because at the end of the day, I'm going to say that to whoever, whether they are a believer or not. I'm just going to speak my facts and speak my truth.
So how do you get your name out there? Because me, being local, I know 107.9, all the local radios. How would you get to us to know more about you since you are live?
So that's one of the key things that... people have been approaching me about. In order to get to you, it may take time because you have to perfect your craft. And if your craft speaks to the volume, you never know, especially with live radio, you never know who's watching or who's listening to it. So when you promote yourself, when you're out networking with different people, they're the types of people who, you know, the first thing that they're going to ask you is your name and what do you do? And when you say that, that's when you can go ahead and let them know. You know, I let them know I'm a TV and radio personality. And so the next question is, oh, so what is your radio show about? And then you can go ahead and talk to them about those different aspects. And from those different aspects, that's how other people start to know. That's how you get guests on your show. And from their network, because you get them on your show, they're giving you access to their network because they're promoting the show that they're going to be on as well. And that's how you reach different audiences.
Well, when you say you're a television personality, what television shows have you actually been upon?
I did a reality TV show on Lifetime called Love at First Flight. And then I did some screen work with Oprah's network, Greenleaf. I did a HBO film and a film on 20th Century Fox that's supposed to be coming out this fall.
Well, a little follow-up question is Love at First Flight a little bit like Love at First Sight?
It is. Love at First Sight. I think they actually get married first, but Love at First Flight, you actually meet a total stranger. I met a total stranger in New York, and then we flew around the country getting to know each other. And once we did that, the last city was L.A. We flew into L.A., and there was a chapel, and then it was a decision whether you get married to that person or not.
Okay, so obviously, you're not married.
Facts.
So that's my first question. How did you decide that you didn't want to get married? Was it mutual or was it her?
And it's a funny story because reality TV, you got to realize, reality TV is for the fans. It's not real. Like, that's one thing you have to realize. And the only way why they say it's reality TV, because we're unpaid actors. We don't have, you know, we don't have a background in acting. We're real people with no acting background. Now, the paid part, we do get paid. We do get compensated for the reality. Yeah, we do get compensated for our time. But as far as being paid actors, we are not paid actors. So, you know, that right there was one of the key things with reality. But it's a funny twist because from the first day, we had a discussion, and the young lady that I met with, she wanted to, you know, pub her business and promote her business. And I told her that I was actually talking to a young lady back here in Atlanta. And I said, you know, I'm really here just to kind of promote myself. And we had an understanding. And from there, we played on with that understanding. The young lady that was here, you know, I let her know what I was doing. I let her know up front when I first met her that I, you know, I will be doing a reality TV show. And she understood it because we built our foundation on friendship. And from there, you know, she allowed me to go out there and, you know, do this, you know, reality TV. And when I came back, I put a ring on it.
Okay, so this is our second to last question. So, if you had to choose between this career or following your parents' passion back then when you were like my age, would you follow your parents or would you follow your passion?
Absolutely not. I would follow my passion a million times. If that question was asked me, I would follow my passion a million times, simply because at the end of the day, it's not your parents that are walking every single day that are living that life. It's you. So if it's something that you're excited about, it's something that wakes you up in the middle of the night and you're passionate about it, go and do it and don't let anybody stop you from doing that.
So in terms of your education, what was your full-through plan?
So my full-through plan was I graduated from Georgia State University. Then I was actually working at Piedmont Hospital as a physical therapist assistant, getting into physical therapy. And then before I got accepted for physical therapy school, one of the therapists actually told me, he said, you have the rest of your life to work a job. Go out, see the world, travel, and get accustomed to what life has to offer. And from there, when you come back, decide what you want to do for the next 5 to 10 years, because either you're going to enjoy your life or you're going to work for somebody else while they enjoy life.
Okay, last question before we turn it back to heaven. Any inspiring words for any business person?
For any business person, it's going to get tough. With anything, with starting any type of business, it's going to be tough at the beginning. You will be working, and you'll maybe see a little pay. But when that flip happens, it'll be work, get paid. Work, get paid. But when the flip happens, it will be work, get paid, and you'll literally get paid for being your true self, for doing the things that you love to do every single day. So go through that storm at the beginning so you can live a lifetime of no regrets.
We always, before we turn it back to heaven, give a quote. So my quote is, live today, not tomorrow.
Nice.
Omari's is,
if you live long enough, you'll make mistakes. But if you learn from them, you'll be a better person. It's how you handle advertising, not how it affects you. The main thing is never quit. Mm. Our former president, William J. Clinton.
Oh, nice. So I have to do my quote?
Yes, if you have one.
Okay, so my quote is, there's three types of people in this world. People that make it happen, people that watch it happen, and people that don't even know what's happening. Which one are you?
Make it.
It is.
You?
Well, thank you.
You? What are you? What about you, Elena?
I don't have one.
No, are you a make it?
Why make it?
Make it.
There it is. It.
Serafina?
Make it. There it is.
Jayla?
All right. I hear that.
Oh, where's our little guy?
Malik.
Malik?
Malik, you gonna make it happen?
Yeah.
All right.
Amir?
Make it.
All right.
Well, you've heard it. Let's turn it back to heaven.
And that's it for today's episode of This Is Mine's Kids. See you next week. Bye.
I count 6 shots. Hey.
Okay. We got a radio show.